USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The 7-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
A $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is on track for Senate passage this week. Key lawmakers said on Sunday, setting the stage for a floor battle this week and a hand-wringing of Democrats' demands for a follow-up bill that would spend trillions more on child care, education, and social welfare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN she believes the roads and bridges bill will win over enough Republicans to overcome filibuster fears in the evenly divided chamber.
This bill is good for America. Every senator can look at bridges and roads and need for more broadband, waterways in their state, seaports, airports, and see the benefits, the very concrete benefits, no pun intended, of this legislation. It's going to make us more competitive, more productive. It's going to create good jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Less than 1% of those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus. That's according to a new study by the Kaiser Family Foundation that looked at breakthrough coronavirus cases that resulted in hospitalization or death. This as President Biden continues to call the latest spike a pandemic of the unvaccinated. One of the things we are seeing, though, as people do test positive for the new Delta variant, not as many people are dying. In fact, only 300 people are dying per day from the Delta variant of COVID-19. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes the messaging from the administration is off the mark.
They don't message the idea of the low death rate because the highest risk groups are already largely vaccinated, like the elderly. It's right. Always how many cases 80%. There are, not about the fact that almost everyone that's vaccinated gets either a mild case or no case. That positive messaging might actually get more people to take the vaccine. But it's always, you have misinformation, we have correct information. You know, this idea that you have a moral requirement. Instead of talking about it in more personal terms, protect yourself, protect your family, you'll get a mild case at worst. All it is fear messaging, the politics to control the non-ending pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.